Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there you recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first to be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with the opponent quickly while you're on the way to the court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown in prison. Amen, amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to go to prison. Anybody here want to go to prison? I didn't think so. We have to remember. We have to not be angry with our brother. What does that mean? I mean, somebody, you know, parks in my spot, or even worse, I come to Mass and there they are sitting in my pew. How dare they do that? Yeah. No, we don't need to be like that. We don't need to be angry with people who cut us off on the freeway or park in our spot, or if we have a favorite place we go to when we go to the grocery store. You know, I always want to park here because it's close to the front. And there's somebody in my spot. No, we don't want to be like that. How do we reconcile with our brother? Well, what happens if it's somebody, you know, we're all brothers, we're all sisters, but maybe it's somebody I don't even know. Maybe it's that person who took my sacred parking spot at Stater Brothers. How do I reconcile with them if I don't even know who they are? Do I just wait outside to talk to them? How do we reconcile to our brother? We can pray for them. Prayer is always a good thing to do, especially if you're not happy with somebody. You can go, "Lord, I do not know who this person is who parked in my spot, but I forgive them." Now, I probably wouldn't go that far because, you know, parking is parking. In fact, this week, parking here at church is amazing. We don't have the students here. We've got the whole lot. We can park right next to the church. You find that God will provide you with little glimpses of heaven. Those little things where you can say, "Wow, there's this little thing here. I got to park next to church. That's pretty cool." And you probably didn't even think about how cool it was until you pulled in and go, "The gate's not locked and I can come up, I can park, I can walk in. This is the way it should be." Don't be angry. It's like drinking poison and expecting the person you're angry with to die. It just doesn't work. It's nothing. All it does is get you right here in your stomach. Some of us have more to get than others, but it's something that it's just not worth the hassle. Remember, we are all brothers and sisters. If we're angry, get rid of the anger. If we're upset, get rid of being upset. Remember, the Lord is with us always. The Lord sees what we do. The Lord sees when we're happy, when we're sad, when we're upset, when somebody cuts us off on the freeway and you want to yell at them and scream and make those creative hand gestures. The Lord sees all that. And those are the times we need to go, Lord, help me to love my brother or my sister or whoever is in the car in front of me. Because we all need to love each other. No matter what happens, we need to take that moment, step aside, and be thankful for their presence. So as we continue Mass today, when we get to the sign of peace, share that peace around you, and maybe share it for those who aren't here, but maybe have upset you in the past.